By some estimates, taking out just 9 critical electrical substations could plunge the whole nation into darkness. Threats to the electrical grid aren't just from cybersecurity, but also from a lack of physical security. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission asked the Battelle Memorial Institute to look into security of the bulk electricity system. Jason Black is the research leader at Battelle. He joins us now. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Emily. Thanks for having me.
So you have looked at grid vulnerabilities and found way more than cyber. Tell us the overall findings that you came up with.
Sure. Thanks, Tom. So the grid is the most complex machine that we as humans have ever built. And part of the strength of the grid is that we can rely on power from anywhere in the eastern United States to support another area. So, for instance, a power plant in Florida can support us up in New York or in Maine or in North Dakota if there's a problem in the grid there. So that enables the grid to be very reliable, but it also the interdependence means a vulnerability in one spot can also impact another. Some of the vulnerabilities, as we all are very aware, are weather and storms, which can damage and destroy equipment, including the lines or the generators. As you mentioned, there are cyber threats. There's threats of physical attacks, which we've seen some recently. There's also what we would call operational threats, which are from changes in the way that we're using generation or transferring power across the system. If there's a mistake or a sudden change in the operations of the grid, that can also cause a problem up to and including a blackout. And then finally, one of our biggest vulnerabilities in the grid is the aging infrastructure. The grid was designed and built many years ago. In some cases, we have equipment that's 70 or more years old on the grid operating, and that has now reached or is reaching quickly its lifetime. So just failures because of old equipment are another threat.
Jason, explain a little bit why the situation is so dire now, because on the surface, it seems like the fixes are clear. They might be hard to do, but they're clear. I mean, it's physical repairs. It's perhaps making some sort of separation so there's increased protection. But what have been the biggest barriers thus far?
I think the biggest barrier is that our grid operates very well and our reliability is extremely high. So as consumers of energy, we just kind of assume it will always be there and that it's going to work just as we want it to. So getting funding for utilities or reliability organizations to invest in upgrades to a system that seems to be working perfectly fine is somewhat difficult, especially in an age when we have other economic issues where people aren't necessarily excited to devote more funds to upgrading a system that, again, they believe is working very well.
Now, none of this is unknown to FERC. I mean, these some of the problems of reliability go back to the 60s and so on. What did they want now from Battelle? What is new that FERC is trying to get at this time around with your new report?
Well, our report is really recommendations to FERC. They have issued a new rule on physical security in particular, partially as a result of the attack on the Metcalf station in California, where someone shot out many of the transformers in the substation. I think FERC, as you pointed out, Tom, has been very aware of these vulnerabilities and has been working in this area for many years. But the recent attack kind of motivated the issuing of the new rules that are focused on physical security. And our paper is really recommending that we don't only focus on physical security or cybersecurity or one aspect of the vulnerabilities of the grid, but that we take a holistic approach and really look across the vulnerabilities so that our investments of our hard-earned money are most efficiently used to protect us and make the grid more resilient and reliable into the future and not simply focused on one particular vulnerability at a time.
So in your vision, how would the improvements or the upgrades or the overhaul work?
Well, part of the requirements from FERC are to do a risk assessment, which looks at where are the critical assets on the grid, and then conduct a vulnerability assessment. The vulnerability assessment in the new FERC rules, which are rules specifically for physical security, require to use a look at things like physical attacks. And so our recommendation would be to, when you do the vulnerability assessment, look at the all hazards framework, where all hazards include hurricanes, tornadoes, cyber attacks and physical attacks, as well as just regular old equipment failure from the aging infrastructure, so that when we try to develop a plan, which is what the next step in the FERC rule is, the plan addresses comprehensively those vulnerabilities and not just says, let's build fences around all our substations so that someone can't see or shoot at the transformers, for instance.
So is there a federal role and a private role in all this as we go forward?
Absolutely. So as the rules require the utilities to take the lead in developing the risk and vulnerability assessments in the security plans, and the utilities are best positioned, at least in my opinion, to know their assets and their equipment and their specific vulnerabilities better than any outside agency, especially when it comes to the likelihood of equipment failures. They know where that 70-year-old transformer is, for instance, much better than you or I would. So the utilities are required to take the lead role, and the federal role, again, is the typical oversight and making sure that the new rules are implemented correctly and robustly so that they're making the impact that they should, and it's not just a rubber stamp. We've developed a plan and we've cut down some additional trees so that we can have better visibility if someone's trying to attack our substation.
It sounds like any good fix, though, is going to take a lot of time. How much time do you think we can afford to spend?
That's a question that I don't have a crystal ball that I can answer. I think that we need to begin taking action now, and you're absolutely correct, Emily. There's no quick fix here. Luckily, as I said earlier, that we do have a very reliable and one of the best grids in the world. So I think any actions now can help maintain that. And if the plans are done in a comprehensive fashion, they can be staged. There are smaller actions that we can take now that will help improve our vulnerabilities. Things as simple as developing additional operational procedures and relooking at operational procedures to know that if certain assets fail, we already have a plan for how we can adjust and operate the grid under those conditions. And utilities have been working on those contingency plans continuously for many years, but they can always be better, I guess.
Okay. Jason Black is the research leader at Battelle Memorial Institute. Jason, thank you.
Thanks for your time.